Central Time, I'm Rob Barrett. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, when's the last time you wrote a letter to a friend or relative just because? Or you kept a journal or a diary? A therapist tells us why writing down the little details of our lives can have some surprising benefits. First, the Department of Public Instruction is asking for $60 million in new funding to pay for mental health services in Wisconsin schools. That announcement came yesterday, and today the Department of Justice says they have $45 million in leftover safety grant money that'll go in part towards mental health training for teachers and counselors. There's renewed attention on students' mental health concerns, and today we're taking a closer look. Linda Hall is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Association of Family and Children's Agencies. She's with us now to talk about mental health services for students. Linda, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks for asking me to be on.
We've seen these announcements from a couple of state agencies now. Why are we seeing this renewed attention on funding for mental health services in Wisconsin schools?
Well, I think that we're hearing from teachers and from communities that children have mental health issues that need to be addressed, and they're looking for additional help with it. In particular, we know that our efforts to get funding for school mental health collaborative grants to bring providers, parents, and school personnel together to support kids. There was the grant program that was administered through DPI had a tremendous number of applications, and we were able in the last budget to get $3.25 million appropriated for this purpose, and the applications came in at over $8 million. So the schools are really asking for help to create the conditions that they can be more supportive to youth who are struggling with mental health issues.
Talk about what happens on the ground in a school. What kind of services are available that schools are asking for more of?
Well, schools have people, you know, in student services who help. So there are some school social workers, not enough. Wisconsin has fewer school social workers than the national average. There are some school psychologists who are able to do some work. But what teachers are telling us is that they're identifying more and more children who are coming to school with trauma, with other issues that they really can't quite deal with. And so what our member agencies of WAFCA do is to come bring in therapists to help with those students who have higher needs than are able to be addressed by the school personnel that already work on student services.
So can you talk about the funding called for now by the DPI? It's not a done deal. What would that money do in schools?
Well, the money would increase by tenfold the amount of money that would be available for schools that are developing or supporting a collaborative school mental health program. It would also provide funding so that more school social workers could be hired, and other professionals, school psychologists, that more of those people could be hired. This is a real issue because, as your listeners probably know, we have a shortage of mental health professionals throughout the state, and especially in some of the rural areas. Not only do we have that kind of a shortage, but many schools don't even have a social worker. So when kids come and present with some problems that are getting in the way of their studying, they need attention, and they present problems that are more than the teacher can deal with in the classroom. Without that basic attention to social emotional learning, so those are the underpinnings of what students need in order to be able to be successful academically, and that's what this is all about: is creating the conditions so that children can be freed up to address the academics and this learning that they're there to be about.
Talking to Linda Hall, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Association of Family and Children's Agencies, talking about mental health services for students in Wisconsin schools. Linda, you mentioned academic outcomes, academic performance. Can you talk about what happens to that student who has some kind of, as you say, trauma coming into the school, other mental health concerns? If they don't have that help in the school, what happens throughout their school career to their grades, to their performance, to their potential for graduation?
Their academics suffer tremendously. We know from programs that are already operating in Wisconsin that when children get treatment, that they get better, and their grades begin to improve. And when their grades improve, they're more likely to graduate, which then, again, makes them more employable and leads to them being more productive citizens. So we also know that when we invest in this kind of support for children, that it also reduces costs to schools because they need to spend less on discipline and those kinds of activities around that. So it's a win-win for everybody.
I want to bring on a caller. Steve is with us in Middleton. Steve, hi.
Hello.
What do you want to bring up, Steve?
So I just wanted to say I'm really disappointed that your guest is leaving out school counselors. I'm the principal of a large Dane County middle school. The key people who support social emotional learning and benefit our students are also the counselors. And so we don't need to bring in counselors from outside agencies alone. We need to have counselors in the schools every day who know our students, have a relationship with our students. That's where the highest value is.
Steve, thanks for the call. Alinda, can you talk about the role of the school counselors, not just doing academic counseling, it sounds like?
Right. And Steve is right that counselors do play an important role. When therapists are brought into the schools, they are working with students who have been identified by school professionals as needing something more than what the school counselor can provide. So we're not trying to displace those people. We're trying to bring in supports for children who have more challenging needs, and the teachers need some support in working with those kids.
Right. Are we asking, thanks for that call, Steve, are we asking teachers and school counselors and principals and others to have this additional layer of expertise, mental health care provider, if we don't have those social workers and other services available?
Right. Teachers are dealing with the issues that kids bring into the classroom right now, and they are pretty overwhelmed right now with the variety of things that kids bring because their family may not have enough food. So there's food insecurity. They may not have stable housing. So there's a lot of things, pressures that kids are dealing with. And that comes out in behaviors and which can be, introverted behaviors or extroverted behaviors. And the teachers are trying to deal with that. So what we're trying to do is give them support, ideas on how to work with particular kids and support to be doing the best they can with the kids that are there. And what we're finding is that when teachers get that support and when the students get the mental health treatment, that they get better and classrooms move more smoothly. And as I said, it also can save money for the schools.
This is being presented in some cases as a school safety measure. Attorney General Schimmel says some of the grant money, would be used to create teams in schools that are trained to detect potential threats from students. Do you see this issue of mental health care access in schools as part of the school safety discussion?
Well, I know that that Attorney General Schimmel has proposed some new ideas. I haven't had a chance to study them, so I don't know the details about it. But I would say that we think it's really important to support kids and in supporting them through their academics and through their mental health needs, that this is just going to be better for everybody. And it will help everything go more smoothly at school. It will help kids relate to each other better, and it will help the school to be safe also.
Are you hopeful that the legislature will ultimately approve this new funding request for mental health service funding from the Department of Public Instruction?
Oh, definitely. Yes. We were active, as I mentioned earlier, we were active in seeking money in this regard, and we know that the need is so great. And we're very pleased that DPI is proposing to dramatically increase the amount of funding because we know that there are many schools out there who want to improve their programs or start new programs that will help students in their districts.
Linda, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
That was Linda Hall, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Association of Family and Children's Agencies. She was talking to us about calls to increase mental health funding for schools in Wisconsin.